This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Students walked out of class Thursday at several Denver area high schools to support abortion rights. At Green Mountain High in Lakewood, first-year student August Caudill organized the march in hopes the walkout amplifies student voices.
I just think it's really important that we give access to these kinds of things because restricting it will cause more deaths than it stops.
A leaked opinion from the U.S. Supreme Court shows a majority of justices would approve overturning Roe v. Wade. Last month, Colorado passed a state law securing the legal right to abortion in the state. At least four wildfires burned near Colorado Springs Thursday. A fire near the Springs Airport led to the evacuation of about 50 homes and a shelter-in-place order at the airport. Deborah Minot with the El Paso County Sheriff's Office says the fire started after a deputy's vehicle got stuck in a grassy field while on a call.
The catalytic converter underneath the vehicle actually was what caused this fire. The fire quickly began moving, quickly engulfed his vehicle. In a matter of just minutes, it moved very quickly right through that field.
The Weather Service says smoky air could linger over Colorado Springs through the day, and fire danger is high again with red flag warnings for the Springs in Pueblo, Metro Denver, and Fort Collins. Conditions tomorrow could be about the same, only warmer for much of the state. A Denver-based startup plans to build a commercial training complex for astronauts in Lone Tree. CPR Sarah Mulholland says the facility is set to open in 2026.
The company, Star Harbor, says it's in the midst of raising money for the 54-acre development. On top of training facilities, like a high-gravity centrifuge and land and underwater habitats, the project will include a space-themed hotel, office space, and entertainment venues. Star Harbor says the complex could attract more than 2 million visitors per year. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
There's more Colorado news at CPR.org. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.